On with the news. A City football star has been fined £25,000. A model wins a beauty crown while continuing cancer treatment. And the Duke of Edinburgh is given a tour of Norwich Cathedral's organ after a £1.8 million revamp.
Norwich City defender Shane Duffy has been banned from driving and fined £25,000 after crashing his Range Rover while drunk. The 32-year-old Republic of Ireland international was arrested in Heatherset in May while almost three times over the limit. The crash involving his black top-of-the-range 4x4 and a Ford Fiesta parked on Norwich Road near to the Queen's Head pub. Appearing in the dock at Norwich Magistrates Court, the defender spoke only to confirm his name and personal details and to plead guilty to drink driving, an alternative to the initial charge of driving while unfit. No one was injured in the collision, but the wreckage from both damaged vehicles was left scattered across the road, with the Fiesta left crushed against a wall. Magistrates banned him from driving for 3 years, fined him £25,000, and ordered he pay costs of £2,085. The defender has been a regular in the City side since signing from Fulham in the summer. He previously played for Everton, Celtic, Burnley, Blackburn and Brighton. He made 40 appearances last season, scoring once.
Job centre security guards in Norwich have gone on strike over dangerous conditions, which have seen them savaged by dogs and attacked with screwdrivers. Workers at the Pottergate offices have long suffered abuse, according to one guard, including being shouted at with death threats, spat on, and even charged with a samurai sword. The guard, who has joined colleagues on strike across the country and who wishes to remain anonymous, said, "It's every day now. I've been doing this for 16 years and it's getting worse all the time. We're being treated like guinea pigs and human shields, and the pay just isn't good enough." GMB union-backed guards did not turn up to work at the City Centre site and will remain on strike in protest of low pay, which they say is not in line with the risk they expose themselves to. The guard added, "We're threatened and assaulted, but expected to soak it up because it's our jobs. But we're treated like second-class citizens to the job centre staff." But the guards are not employed by the job centre and are instead employed by G4S, a private security company which is reportedly refusing to negotiate. And with customers behaving increasingly like wild animals, the guards have had enough, especially with 90% being paid the minimum wage or less. A GMB spokesman said, "The Department for Works and Pensions, DWP, has shelled out £211 million to G4S since December 2022, despite staff costs being just £161 million during the same period, a difference of £50 million. Talks are being arranged to settle the dispute, but the DWP and the G4S are refusing to participate.
A model from Norwich has added another pageant crown to her collection during treatment for terminal brain tumour. Kerry Parker, who's 40, had barely landed after a stint competing in Los Angeles and Mexico last month before she was back in the Norfolk and Norwich Hospital for radiotherapy. "Coming home to treatment after winning the Miss World Universal title was horrible," said Kerry. "I got off the plane at Heathrow at 9 a.m. and was in oncology by 2 p.m. for radiotherapy. The doctors kept asking me why I was so stressed and so tanned." Kerry was first diagnosed with two types of brain tumours in 2013, just before her 30th birthday. During the last 10 years, the model has balanced pageants, acting as a body double in movies, running a modelling agency and competing in taekwondo championships with treatment for her tumours, which included chemotherapy and radiotherapy. "I've developed three new tumours in the last 2 years. For now, we are hoping to stabilise the growth of the tumours." Now having won Miss United Kingdom, Miss World and Miss Universe competitions in the last 3 years, Kerry is ready to take a step back from beauty pageants. "I'm really pleased with what I've achieved," she said. "I have Another 5 weeks of radiotherapy to get through, and I've never been so tired. I'm just trying to live a little bit and make the most of every opportunity. I've seen the world, starred in Hollywood blockbusters, and lived my life to its fullest. If it has to be cut short now, then it has been an amazing run.
A Norwich author has been shortlisted for a major literary prize. Ferdy Olenin is a nominee for this year's Waterstones Debut Fiction Prize. Dublin-born Ferdia is one of the nominees in the third year of a contest voted for by the retailer's customers. His novel, Glorious Exploits, is set in Sicily during 412 BC. It tells the story of two locals and a group of captured Athenian soldiers as they cast one of Euripides' greatest tragedies and is described as a riotously funny tribute to the transformative power of art. Ferdia, a University of East Anglia prose fiction master's graduate, said, "It's simply wonderful. I feel the track record this prize has already established in terms of the calibre of its previous year's shortlists means that it is a truly an honour to be nominated. The fact that the books are selected by Waterstones booksellers makes it extra special, as I know how important the recommendations of passionate booksellers have been in helping me discover writers and books that I love." The winner will be announced on July the 25th and will receive a prize of £5,000 and the backing of Waterstones.
The Duke of Edinburgh took a backstage tour of Norwich Cathedral's pipe organ as he attended a festival celebrating its restoration. Prince Edward had been a royal patron of the They Shall Laugh and Sing music appeal, which raised the £1.8 million needed for the organ's major overhaul. The visit, coinciding with an appearance at the Royal Norfolk Show, allowed the Duke to witness the results of the campaign. During the visit, the Duke interacted with choristers and attended Evensong, where he heard both the newly rebuilt organ and the cathedral choir. The cathedral's Master of Music, Ashley Grote, said, "We are deeply honoured that His Royal Highness continues to take such an interest in the music here at Norwich Cathedral. His patronage was tremendous, a tremendous support to us in achieving the recent rebuilding of the cathedral organ, and it is wonderful to be able to welcome him back to the cathedral to hear the choristers sing and see what a positive impact music is having on their lives." The Duke, a long-term backer of musical life at Norwich Cathedral, had last visited in 2019 for an event connected to the music appeal. He is patron of the Statham Society, an organisation established to further musical endeavours at the cathedral.